This is Telling Tales with Ms. G and my guest, Bill Merck.
Well, hello.
And we have some announcements for you about stuff going on in town, and Bill is going to tell us a little something about that. Want to go ahead, Bill?
Sure. First of all, it's difficult when Juneau gets so muggy. You just don't get used to that.
No.
It's just going to be
California.
Oh, my gosh. Well, maybe it'll cool off a little bit of a breeze.
Yes, we won't say that word that could do that, so we're
no,
just
we
going to say
breeze.
A breeze is nice.
Light breeze. So June is crazy busy. I noticed that talking to all kinds of folks at work, in the streets.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is about June, but it's absolutely nuts. And,
yeah.
And Wishkana Day has caught up in that,
mm-hmm.
As we can be. First thing I want to mention is that Juneau Fine Arts Camp just got started yesterday.
Yay!
Yay, indeed. It runs the next 4 weeks. And want to let people know that Wishkanadei is teaching a spoken word performance writing class.
Wow.
It's really fun. Yeah, I have 3 kids right now. I believe they're 4th graders, 5th graders. So it's really fun to introduce them to poetry and have them. We were working on limericks today, worked on haiku yesterday.
Fun.
Tomorrow's going to be Blackout Poetry Day. So,
oh, wow.
So it's really fun. The kids are really excited, and 2 of the kids are returning from last year. So it's really fun. So Wishkanadei is going to be teaching this class the next 4 weeks, and we're hoping to get a few more students involved.
Good.
If there are folks who have kids who are looking for something to do mm-hmm. for your children to do, we'd love to see them. Come on down.
Wow, that sounds fun. Of course, when you say limericks, I don't think of anything you should teach a child, but...
We're very careful.
But it's still fun.
They have fun, and it's always interesting to watch them try and search for that last line, that third rhyme.
Yeah.
But they're great. They're great kids. It's wonderful. The whole camp, so far, has just been a blast.
We've done this
the last 3 or 4 years, and it's really a kick, so we enjoy it.
Awesome. I know someone who is going to Fine Arts Camp. It is Amy Penny, one of our poets.
I know Amy Penny.
Yes, her little boy, I believe it's Bridger that's going.
Okay. Great.
Yeah, so he's very artistic, so this ought to be fun.
I have not seen him yet, but we have 3 more opportunities, 3 more weeks, so we'll see how it goes.
We'll see if that apple or acorn falls far from the tree and the poet is in him as well. That'd be interesting.
Well, one of the students we have now is... Amanda Flory's daughter.
Oh.
So very talented child and very talented mother, of course. So,
yeah.
So it's really fun to have people that, it's just great to watch the kids write and watch them express and get so excited. So.
Too fun. Okay, and then, do you want to tell about the second?
Sure. The other event that Wishkanadei is involved in this month happens Saturday, June 24th at Rockwell. It's our annual summer showcase.
Mm-hmm.
We have 5 strong voices who will be performing. Jacob Picard will be providing the musical accompaniment.
Great.
Your hosts for the evening are Dee Derego and Ziggy Unzicker.
Oh, fun.
We just found that out about 2 minutes ago, that Ziggy's been confirmed, so he's going to be helping us with that.
That's fun.
So it's going to be great. Upstairs at the Rockwell, we'll have it all decked out. All decorated. There will be a bar upstairs. At least there was last year. I'd be surprised if it wasn't the same.
Mm-hmm.
Come early, get some food, right?
Yeah.
Everybody knows where Rockwell is?
Pretty sure, but just in case you don't, Franklin Street, South Franklin. Is it South Franklin? Mid Franklin?
Mid Franklin.
Mid Franklin. Right next to the Baranoff down the hill.
Right?
Yes. And it's a little against a wall, a little tiny door sometimes, you know. But there's lots of wonderful placards and art-like things around the doors that you really can't miss. And, yeah, so check it out.
We'll have somebody in the lobby to direct you upstairs.
Ah, there you go.
Meet and greet. That was me last year. It's a lot of fun to see everybody come in and tell them about it. Just a few more of the particulars about it. Your performers... this year are Erica Berggren.
Great.
Right? We know Erica.
Yeah.
Austin Noea Tagabon.
Great.
Also a board member. Kate Ross is an addition this year.
I don't think I know Kate Ross. So this will be somebody new. Yay!
Right?
Yeah, new blood.
Lily Hope
is
performing. And also Christy Nami Erickson.
Great.
Will be performing. So very strong voices.
Oh, yeah.
And then with DJ and Ziggy thrown in there, too, it should be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Again, this is Saturday, June 24th, upstairs, Rockwell Ballroom.
Mm-hmm.
Starts at 7. Come early. We do have tickets available. They're $25 a piece.
Mm-hmm.
You can get tickets either at Bitly, Whoosh Tickets, or at the Jack, Hearthside Books, Kindred Post, or at the door.
There you go.
Also, with the board members for Whoosh Kanade, we have tickets for sale.
Oh,
so
good.
If people want to get a hold of us, however you do that, see us on the street, Facebook, whatever, we can help you out.
Great.
Okay.
Great. That's good. So you need to go because it's going to be fun. And, I mean, looking ahead at the Farmer's Almanac, you know, you want to do something indoors anyway that day. So I say go for it. It'll be fun. Yeah. Okay. So what we're going to do is give you a little music interlude and come back with some poetry because, you know, that's what Whoosh Kanade is all about. And I am excited because tomorrow is Gwendolyn Brooks' 100th birthday, a phenomenal poet. And so I have some of her poetry to read to you this evening.
Outstanding.
Yes, I'm going to put on my deeper Gwendolyn Brooks voice, yes. But so come on back, stay tuned. We've got some wonderful stuff to share with you. Here at KTO 104.3 Juneau, Alaska, Telling Tales with Ms. G and Bill Merck. Hello. We are still here in the studio. We did not leave you. We were talking art, but we're going to talk now about poets. So, as I said at the start of the show, tomorrow, June 7th, is Gwendolyn Brooks' 100th birthday, and there's going to be readings around the country celebrating her. She was the first African-American to be awarded a Pulitzer Prize, and she was the first woman to be the Poet Laureate of Illinois. Yes. And you're on now.
I did not know that.
Sorry about that. And I discovered her work, actually, when I was in college, and I got to actually meet her at a Black Women's Health consortium, and I had no idea who she was because her picture was not on the poet book that I bought at a secondhand store. But I remembered her name and then was fascinated by all the poetry I could find of hers. So I'm going to stop rambling about her and read one of her poems I really like. It's called A Sunset of the City, poem by Gwendolyn Brooks. Already I am no longer looked at with lechery or love. My daughters and sons have put me away with marbles and dolls, are gone from the house. My husband and lovers are pleasant, are somewhat polite, and night is night. It is a real chill out, the genuine thing. I am not deceived. I do not think it is still summer, because sun stays and birds continue to sing. It is summer gone that I see. It is summer gone. The sweet flowers in drying and dying down, the grasses forgetting their blaze and consenting to brown. It is a real chill out. The fall crisp comes, and I am aware there is winter to heed. There is no warm house that is fitted with my need. I am cold in this house, whose watched echoes are tremulous down lost halls. I am a woman and dusty, standing among new affairs. I am a woman who hurries through her prayers. 10 imitations of a quiet core to be my dessert and my dear relief. Come, there shall be such islanding from grief and small communion with the master shore. Twang they, and I incline this ear to 10, consult a dull dilemma, whether to dry in humming pallor or to leap and die. That was A Sunset of the City, poem by Gwendolyn Brooks, who turns 100 tomorrow. We miss you, Ms. Brooks.
Happy birthday.
Yes, and one of the awesome things I read about her was that she learned most of her craft by going to work sessions and speak outs, and then she later put on a lot of these classes. But she started first by going to classes just like yours.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, right, so see great. What you can aspire to be. I think that's awesome.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. You have one for us?
I do. Do you know Dennis Johnson? He's a novelist, poet, playwright. He just passed away about a week ago.
Oh, yes. I did read about him on the news and Bing.
Mm-hmm. He wrote a novel called Angels.
Yeah.
His first book, which I'm rereading right now at home. Just a fantastic book. He was a very good poet as
mm-hmm.
well. And I'd like to read, if I could, it's a little longer poem. It's called The White Fires of Venus.
Go for it.
Again, this is by Dennis Johnson. We mourn this senseless planet of regret, droughts, rust, rain, cadavers that can't tell us. But I promise you one day the white fires of Venus shall rage. The dead, feeling that power, shall be lifted, and each of us will have his resurrected one to tell him, greetings, you will recover or die. The simple cure for everything is to destroy all the stethoscopes that will transmit silence occasionally. The remedy for loneliness is in learning to admit solitude as one admits the bayonet, gracefully. Now that already it pierces the heart. Living one, you move among many dancers and don't know which you are the shadow of. You want to kiss your own face in the mirror, but do not approach, knowing you must not touch one like that. Living one, while Venus flares, oh, set the cereal afire, oh, the refrigerator harboring things that live on into death unchanged. They know all about us on Andromeda. They peek at us. They see us in this world, illumined and pasteled phonally like a bus station. They are with us when the streets fall down fraught with laundromats, and each of us closes himself in his small San Francisco without recourse. They see you with your face of fingerprints, carrying your instructions in gloved hands, trying to touch things, and know you for one despairing, trying to touch the curtains, trying to get your reflection mired in alarm tape past the window of this, then, that dark, closed business establishment. The Andromedans hear your voice like distant amusement park music converged on by ambulance sirens, and they understand everything. They're on your side. They forgive you. I want to turn for a moment to those my heart loves, who are as diamonds to the Andromedans, who shimmer for them, lovely and useless, like diamonds. Namely, those who take their meals at soda fountains, their expressions lodged among the drugs and the sunglasses, each gazing down too long into the coffee as though from a ruined balcony. Oh, Andromedans, they don't know what to do with themselves, and so they sit there until they go home or they lie down, until they get up. And you, beyond the light years, know that if sleeping is dying, then waking is birth, and a life is many lives. I love them because they know how to manipulate change in the pockets musically. These whose faces the seasons never give a kiss, these who are always courteous to the faces of presumptions, the presuming streets, the hotels, the presumption of rain in the streets. I'm telling you, it's cold inside the body that is not the body, lonesome behind the face that is certainly not the face of the person one meant to become. The White Fires of Venus.
The White Fires of Venus. That
Dennis
was beautiful.
Dennis Johnson.
You know, I remember something else that Mr. Johnson, they put his quotes out when they found out he passed away. And I loved one of his quotes that he wrote. He says, when I'm writing for Esquire, my conscious thought is I'm not writing for American Scholar. I don't think Esquire would agree with you.
They might have something to say about that.
Yes, but I like that. And there was another, there's one of his books, I believe it's a compilation of stories and some poetry, Jesus' Son.
Jesus' Son, yeah, short stories.
Yeah, so I that's on my wish list, so I'm looking forward to reading that.
It's tremendous.
Oh,
it is tremendous.
I like tremendous. Okay, so we're going to give you a little music, and we're going to come back because we want to, I have another poem that I think would be interesting to read, and then, so does Bill, and we're going to tell you more about stuff going on in town in just a second. So stay tuned here at KTO 104.3 Juneau, Alaska, Telling Tales with Ms. G and Bill Merck from Wish Canada E. Hello there. We're still here in the studio. We're thinking up new stuff to read to you. And I was telling Mr. Bill Merck that I have another poem by Gwendolyn Brooks called My Dreams, My Works Must Wait Till After Hell. And none can give me any word but wait. The puny light, I keep my eyes pointed in, hoping that when the devil days of my hurt drag out to their last dregs and I resume on such legs as are left me in such heart, as I can manage, remember to go home, my taste will not have turned insensitive to honey and bread, old purity could love. That was My Dreams, My Works Must Wait Till After Hell by Miss Gwendolyn Brooks.
Such a strong voice. It's just fabulous.
She really it does. And I love the story that NPR did about her when they talked about how she, when she won the Pulitzer, she knew, she found out and she knew that the reporters were going to come to her apartment. And she didn't want to turn on the lights because she knew what was going to happen. She hadn't paid the bill and it was, the power was going to go out.
Oh.
So she was afraid they were going to come in and plug in their lights and stuff for the cameras and then find out that she didn't have any power. But she let them come anyway, and they plugged them in, and everything worked fine because someone had secretly paid her bills.
Sometimes it works that way.
I know. Well, when she worked for three universities, she was always very generous with her friends and her neighborhood and other young writers. And when she fell on hard times, they were helping her, and she didn't even know it.
Pay it forward.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's a great story.
Yeah. You got something.
I can do another Dennis Johnson for you.
Go for it.
One's a little bit shorter. It's called Heat.
Heat.
Here in the electric dusk, your naked lover tips the glass high and the ice cubes fall against her teeth. It's beautiful Susan, her hair sticky with gin, Our Lady of Wet Glass Rings on the album cover, streaming with hatred in the heat. As the record falls and the snake band chords begin to break like terrible news from the Rolling Stones. And such a last light full of spheres and zones. August, you're just an erotic hallucination, just so much feverishly produced kazoo music. Are you serious? This large oven impersonating night? This exhaustion mutilated to resemble passion? The bogus moon of tenderness? And magic you hold out to each prisoner like a cup of light? Dennis Johnson, that's Heat.
That is a lot of heat. I like that. That's a good poem.
He will be missed.
Yes.
Recommend him highly.
He died very young, too. Yeah. So, you want to tell us about the happenings going on around town again before we run out of time?
I can do that. Yeah, I can do that. I'll be quick. Do you have time for one more for you of yours? Your Gwendolyn Brooks?
Did you like that one?
I like that one very much.
You like that one that I showed you? Okay. I'm gonna go ahead. You want me to read it now? Or you want to read yours?
Well, I'll just say real quick.
Okay.
That again, we have Wish Kanadei has a fundraiser for June. Our summer showcase is going to be at Rockwell, June 24th, Saturday, upstairs at the ballroom, 7 o'clock. Tickets are $25. You can pick them up at the Jack, Hearthside Books, Kindred Post, or at the door, or find one of the board members for Whoosh on Facebook, or JunoPoetry at gmail.com. You can get a hold of us that way. Tickets available. It should be a great show. Really looking forward to it.
Yes, and Rockwell is located on 109 South Franklin Street. It's across from Saffron, down the hill from the Baranoff. You cannot miss it. Hopefully, you won't miss it.
We'll make sure that anybody in the neighborhood gets pulled in.
I think we should do like a town crier and have somebody ringing a bell.
We can do that.
Yeah, listen for the bell. So, yes, so go in, check it out. I hear they have great mac and cheese.
It's fantastic.
So there you go. Go for some mac and cheese. Stay for the poetry. Okay, so I handed Bill a poem by Miss Gwendolyn Brooks because we're celebrating her 100th birthday tomorrow officially. And it's called The Good Man, and he liked it, so I'm going to read it to you. The Good Man. He is still enhancer, renouncer, in the time of detachment, in the time of the vivid heather, and affectionate evil, in the time of oral, grave, grave legalities of hate, all real. Walks our prime, registered, reproach and seal, our successful morale, the good man. Watches our bogus roses, our rank wreath, our love's unreliable cement, the gray jubilees of our demondom. Coherent, counsel, good man. require of us are terribly excluded blue. Constrain, repair a ripped, revolted land. Put hand in hand land over, reprove the abler droughts and manias of the day, and a felicity entreat. Love, complete your pledges, reinforce your aids, renew stance. Testament. That's a good man.
A little bit of alliteration in there.
Oh, yes.
I appreciate that she doesn't have a spare word in any of those poems. It's just,
no.
It's tight, it's solid.
Yeah.
It's fabulous. Mm-hmm. I'll have to read more of her work. I was saying off air,
yeah.
I'm not that familiar with Gwendolyn Brooks, but I will become so.
She got her Pulitzer in the 50s, in 1950. She passed away in 2000, and during that time, you know, there's a lot going on, civil rights movements, the 60s,
right.
And her poems are just as relevant today as they were back then. Maybe more so.
I can see that. So, well, thank you for introducing me to the work of Gwendolyn Brooks.
I finally introduced you to a poet.
Yeah.
You're always introducing me to one. So you have another one for us?
I don't have anything. I could do one of mine.
Yes.
if we have a few minutes.
We have a few minutes.
All
do
right.
it. Go for it.
All right.
Yay. I'm going to play some music while you find this one.
Yep, do that. Thanks.
So, back here in the studio here at KTO 104.3, we have Mr. Bill Mark, poet
okay.
laureate of Juneau.
All right. Thank you so much again for sponsoring us and helping us out. You're always such a supporter of our group and our community. So, if I can speak for the other artists around town, please, and thank you for everything you do.
My pleasure.
Okay. This is called One of Those Evenings, and I'll get you a copy. One of Those Evenings. And an unseen hand spreads quiet across the lake. You sit silent beside the window as the evening mist melts upward into a sky noticeably empty of birds. The fire shifts in its grate, and all through the cabin there is this hushing settle of dust. An angel rests in one corner of the room, wings bent, knowing smile gone light upon her lips. And all that's left is the acceptance, yourself resting into a wicker chair, legs crossed, night coming on like some new season, your eyes fixed upon an empty spot somewhere between the window and this steady flame.
Oh, that was beautiful.
Thank you.
One of those night evenings.
Thank you. Yes.
I like that.
Thanks.
Yes, there's a new chapbook out too, so look for it at the showcase.
I can probably take some there. Yeah,
that would
be
great. Okay, so I'll get it that way. So we have loved bringing you tonight, Telling Tales with Ms. G and Bill Merck from Wishkin 98.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you for coming. And we hope to see you at the showcase. And don't forget, Fine Arts Camp for Kids. They have a page on Facebook, of course, so check it out there. And everybody, just have a really good rest of your week, summer. I'll be back on the radio next week and the week after that. And so until then, everybody have fun. Stay safe. You know, don't get caught. And all that good stuff. Until next time, good night.
Good night.